Good morning, everyone. We are particularly blessed this day. We're always blessed because we live and move and have our being in the risen Lord Jesus Christ, and because we receive the Spirit of the risen Lord. And as a family, as a new family formed at the foot of the cross and by the descent of the Spirit upon the apostles, we celebrate particular times. And today we have a particular gift. It is to have with us two priests, Father Christopher Begg. Father Begg, who proclaimed the gospel for us, is a priest of the Archdiocese of Washington. He's also a member of the International Theological Commission, who advises the Holy Father. He was a professor at Catholic University and was also a professor of mine. And I'm also very, very joyful to welcome Father Ryan Bredemeyer, a priest of the Diocese of Peoria, Illinois. Father Ryan and I met in pre-theology at Catholic University at Theological College. And one of the greatest gifts that the Lord has blessed me with has been the gift of our brotherhood and friendship. We were blessed to study at Catholic University and then to go to Rome at the North American College, where we spent 5 years together. And on behalf of the whole St. Patrick's Parish and from my heart, we just want to welcome you both to our parish family. If I recall correctly, Father Begg was a tough grader. But I'm over that now. My brothers and sisters, the Easter season is a time when the Lord Jesus calls us to Himself. And it is the season of gifts. The Lord, who is the giver of good gifts, wants us to receive everything. All the goodness that flows from His priestly pierced and Eucharistic heart into our own hearts. At the foot of the cross, He gives us His mother. At the foot of the cross, a new family is born in the victory of His own ascent to the will of the Father, so that the beloved disciple, the one who is there, becomes a sign of the whole church, of the new family of Jesus. And He gives us His Father, so that the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ is our Father. He sends the Holy Spirit into our hearts, the love of God that makes all things new. He gives us a new family that calls us and unites us and gives us His own life in the breaking of the bread. And in today, He desires us to receive another gift. My brothers and sisters, it is the gift of understanding. Understanding. There are many ways that we can walk in this world. There are many different paths that we can take. And we know that this is a confusing time for most of us in our lives and in our culture. There are many different images and there are a lot of words about what freedom is for and what it means to be a human person and why we exist, what the church should do or what the church isn't doing. What we should believe and how we should live our lives. And the Lord wants us to be very clear about who we are. The Lord wants to give us the light of His resurrection so that the darkness is completely dispelled from our souls, from our hearts, and from our minds. He wants us to have the clarity of the authority of His resurrection that claims our hearts. And when He breathes upon us in the Spirit and says, "Peace be with you," and His love and His gentleness dispels the anxiety and the fear that we have. And then He opens for us the Scriptures and everything that is written that testifies to Himself. And then He opens our minds so that we might understand the Scriptures. My brothers and sisters, there is a form and there is a content to the gift of Christian understanding. The form, as we hear in the Word of God, is that He opened their minds. The faith that is a gift to us is not an isolated faith. It is not an individual faith. It is the faith of the community of Jesus Christ, of the disciples who were called to Himself, who were called to testify that the one with whom they broke bread on the night He was betrayed is the one risen from the dead. So that the witness of the apostles, those who beheld His hands and His feet, who saw Him eat the fish It is their testimony that gives us faith by the gift of the Holy Spirit. And it is the faith of the risen Lord who appeared to Simon that we hear in our first reading today. The faith that Simon Peter professes and pierces the hearts of those who desire to receive forgiveness and reconciliation with God. My brothers and sisters, the gift of understanding which illumines our minds is an ecclesial gift. It is a gift that is fully lived and received in the church. The faith that we receive into which we are baptized and that we profess comes to us from the apostles. It comes to us and is preserved for us through the martyrs. It is testified to and enfleshed and made known in the saints. And it is given to us as a family. So the form of Christian understanding is always an ecclesial form. The form of being one with the faith of Peter, with the faith of the apostles in the heart of the church. And there is a specific content. My brothers and sisters, and especially my brothers, we know that these days we are particularly bombarded with images that pollute our interior lives, that can lead us astray and that can harm us. Our young people are bombarded with images over and over again, some that are visual, some that are heard, and our hearts need to be cleansed. And the Lord has given us a precious gift. He has given us sacred words that are inspired, with which we can pray, into which we can encounter Him, and over which our own hearts can be impressed with the Word of God, so that we have a vocabulary of faith, that we have images that heal the often wounded images that may abide within us. There is a particular authority given to the sacred scriptures. And as we have received the gift of light, of having an intellect, the scriptures are particularly ordered as the object of Christian understanding. It means that for us to understand who we are called to contemplate in the Holy Spirit and the living tradition of the church the words of Scripture. My brothers and sisters, the Scriptures are given to us all. We have scholars that help us understand them, but they are made accessible by the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that opens our minds and renews us and allows us to encounter the risen Lord in the Spirit, in the sacred Word. We hear today that the Lord has sent the apostles to announce forgiveness of sins in His name as the Messiah. This is the particular path of revelation that the sacred scriptures disclose to us. And what does it mean? What does it mean to declare to the nations forgiveness of sins in the name of the risen Lord? What is this good news that we have received? Well, my brothers and sisters, forgiveness of sins was to take place at the Temple of Jerusalem. And forgiveness of sins was taken and given by the sacrifices that the priests, and especially the high priest, would offer that would reconcile Israel with God. And the prophet Isaiah would prophesy that one day the nations would come and would worship in Jerusalem. So in the gospel that is proclaimed to us, the apostles, the faith that we have received from the Lord, are proclaiming to us that there is a new temple, that there is a new priest in whom we have reconciliation with God. And it is by His name announced to us that we are able to be one with God. And it is the name of Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, this week, the Holy Father had a particular meeting with members of the Pontifical Biblical Commission. But He spoke to all of us when He addressed them. He said that we are called to discover again, as the people of the risen Lord, the gift of the sacred scriptures. The gift of learning to pray in the simplicity of faith, the faith of the apostles, to discover the Word made flesh and the words of men communicated to us in the Word of God. My brothers and sisters, this Easter, we are called to receive the gifts of the Lord, the risen Lord, the Lord who comes to us in the Eucharist, The Lord who has fashioned us and renewed us by the same Spirit that has united us in the church, and the gift of the Scriptures that we are called to open and in which we are called to discover Him. My brothers and sisters, may we be renewed. May we receive this precious gift that comes to us and testifies to us that all that was in the book of Moses and all that the prophets testified to and all that the praises of the Psalms give praise to the Lord for lead us to one. Lead us to the risen Lord Jesus Christ, who is our God and our Savior, and in whom we have forgiveness of sins and reconciliation with God our Father, who loves us.